Good morning there, Alert Bay. This is Larry Hill. Just we're talking about the last meeting we had for the Alert Bay Council. That was on Monday, May the 25th. And it was an exciting meeting. We actually had members of the public present. And, you know, the best thing is to come to those meetings. And the next best thing is to listen to these podcasts. So let's proceed. So the meeting was called to order at 5. There was a late item, a citizen request for permission to plant trees in park areas. And I'll talk about that in a few minutes. And, of course, we did all the regular stuff. We adopted the minutes from the previous meeting and adopted the agenda for this meeting and proceeded. There was an issue came up about a business license for Dockside in the Bay Airbnb on a boat in our harbor. And there was some discussion about this last year. So, again, the people owning the boat wanted to have a business license to carry on, and there was some discussion about that. But we decided actually to give them that license and then to just do an investigation as we were supposed to do last year to look into the insurance liability effects that that could have on us. Although I'm not that concerned because there's insurance through Airbnb, there's insurance through the Harbor Authority, and there's also, they have commercial insurance on their boat that has liability. So, you know, I think it's a good thing to have people coming to our community and more business for our local businesses. And, you know, people who come here will be spread the word about what a great place this is. So, we had Cody Nelson had 21 extra fruit trees, and he has asked for permission to plant some of them in different areas, and we certainly agreed with that, and thank Cody very much for that. Correspondence for Action, we've got Minister of Children and Family Development request to spread awareness. This is the Children and Youth in Care awareness, so that some information will be posted in the Bay Banter about that. Wayne Gauthier had a great suggestion for Citizen of the Year for this year, and we'll see what happens. I won't tell you what his suggestion was, but I think it's a good one. We had a request from the Grad 2020 to use the Music Fest area to recognize students, and we all thought that was going to be a great idea. And then we had a really nice letter from Guaniac Tribe in Port McNeil thanking us for all of our efforts during this COVID and consoling us on the loss that we had of somebody dying here in this community. And that was a very nice letter. That was from Chief Charlie Williams, and we thank him for that letter very much. Then we had UBCM Emergency Support Service Program granted us, there's a grant given to us. And then we had a receipt of payment for water sewer connections and a building permit for 88 Orca Way. There was a cruise ship schedule too. So although I've heard on CBC that large cruise ships are not going to be able to visit British Columbia until into October, and we have some smaller cruise ships, I think, scheduled in September, and then there is a larger one in October, so we'll see how that goes. Check listings, moved and seconded, all of this stuff. We had our 2020 tax rate amendment bylaw read for the first, second, and third time. We then had a meeting several days later and passed that bylaw of the charges. Council reports, we had... everybody's working hard on your behalf. I won't go through all the individual reports, but staff reports, Kane Gordon, Fire Chief, Alert Bay, volunteer activities through a Zoom presentation, training and testing was done. Members of the volunteer fire department crew participated. 4 of the 5 participants passed the course. It was good information for the crew members, and sets of boots are being purchased. Many are outdated, these boots, and need to be replaced. Kane thought initially they would purchase 3 sets and then proceed from there. Lyle McNish, the CAO of Alert Bay about the spring cleanup. It was moved and seconded that the delay in the spring cleanup until the fall be approved. We'll be announcing when that is. And then it was moved and seconded that the reopening of the village office and the ICBC office upon installation of protective plexiglass screens is approved, and that we also decided to move our council meetings to the Legion, and so that we have more space for people from the public, and we welcome everybody to come. And you don't really have to stay for the whole meeting. The people that were there left, and you know, there wasn't a lot of importance being discussed after they left, but don't feel if you come that you have to stay for the whole thing. I mean, we like it if you would, but you know, that's not really necessary. The audit of financial statements, moved and seconded that be approved. You know, the meeting was adjourned at about 6:15 p.m. and Mayor Buchanan said to me after the meeting that this COVID whole crisis has sort of made him realize that we need more housing here. I mean, he was surprised at the number of people that, you know, talking about socially isolating, just could not do that, people are couch surfing here. And so, you know, I really welcomed that thought, because I know a lot of months ago, I proposed that we change our bylaws and our official community plan. I visit Queen Charlotte regularly, and it's interesting. They're about a similar size community, and they're going through the same things that we're going through. They have a phrase in their official community plan that says every lot can have up to two principal residences on it. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that every lot would have enough space for two. Smaller lots wouldn't really have space for another house if you follow all the setbacks. But, you know, the larger lots, that means that people could actually build a second residence on their property. And that would be a fantastic thing for us. We're short of housing here. And people could then have a property that they could rent. Would certainly help with some income. And let's imagine that we had too many places for rent here. Well, then we start advertising, you know, down in the Lower Mainland for people to retire here. What a great place this would be for people to come to. We have all the services, a hospital, dental clinic, liquor store, building store, several excellent restaurants and local businesses. And, you know, we're in such a fantastic area that we could really promote Alert Bay as a retirement community. A couple of other things that Charlotte has, the village of Queen Charlotte, they have a tiny house community in their building bylaws, which is a group of tiny houses around, could be a central unit that could be shared, that could have some common space, and you'd have garden areas. I mean, it would be a fantastic thing. Now, our official community plan is really up for review, so it'd be really interesting to get some ideas from you. What do you think of this idea of having the possibility of having two principal residences on your lot? You know, are you in favor of that idea or against it? And I think it would be very interesting. So anyway, that concludes the presentation for today. So thanks for listening.